to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 31 Days of Halloween. Guys, we have another great movie for you today. Yeah, thanks, Justin, for that awesome intro. Guys, give Justin some cred. We hope you're all enjoying your shirts, by the way. Send us pictures, actually. It'd be really fun to see, how you guys,
just
how
with the
good
shirt
you guys
on.
Look with the
no
shirt.
No pants.
Yeah, just the shirt, though.
Just the shirt. Especially you, Dave.
Yeah, we want to give you guys shout-outs on our Instagram and our social for, being big supporters of us. So let's just dive right into the movie.
All right, guys. So this day, I almost said this week, because we usually do weekly episodes. So if you're joining us for the first time, it's not normally a daily thing. This is for Halloween. This is our 31 days of Halloween, and you're catching us on week three.
Two.
And we just watched Insidious 2010, direct week two. What did I say? Week three?
Yeah.
But anyways, so this is a 2010 supernatural horror film, possession film.
Yep.
It's directed by James Wan and written by Leigh Whannell, so two icons of horror. If you don't know, we probably should say that those two worked on the first Saw together. They created the Saw franchise.
Yep.
James Wan went on to do Insidious. He also did the Conjuring franchise and Malignant. So he's done, and now Aquaman. But yeah, he's done. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of stuff. He's a big deal. Leigh as well. I don't know how you pronounce his first name, to be honest. So he worked on, obviously, the Insidious films. He also did Invisible Man and some other movies, too. Yeah. Both are pretty talented guys. They're hit or miss sometimes on which movies they're doing, but they still have made some pretty iconic things and have made a crap ton of money.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's go right into the log line. So, a family looks to prevent evil spirits from trapping their comatose child, in a realm called the Further. So stupid.
Comatose.
Yeah, this is not to be confused with Skillet song, Comatose. Okay, cool. So, likes and dislikes. I mean, this one pretty... Anyway, I'm going to just get into likes and dislikes. I think the plot is kind of speaks for itself. I would say that this...
It's a possession horror film.
Yeah.
It's not by the books. It does it kind of uniquely, but it is still a possession horror film.
Yeah.
So, should we get some...
Yeah, warnings.
If you're sensitive to spiritual horror, which I know some people are, like, this is not your thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go watch something bloody, go watch Haunt. But if you can't handle that and you can handle this, go for it. But this is definitely, like, among the demonic variety of film. It does technically lean a different direction, but you will recognize it as a demonic
story. Yeah, it's
style
kind of tough
story.
To separate those. But, yeah, it's definitely a demonic possession.
Yeah, so if that bothers you, it's not, like, Exorcist levels gross. Or Talk to Me.
Or Conjuring.
This is definitely, like, a PG-13 version of those kind of movies. Yeah, it's not like The Conjuring. I would say this is a very PG-13 attempt at that kind of story.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Viewer discretion is advised. But yeah, no other triggers other than that.
Okay, so I'm going to say growing up, I saw this. I watched it when it like came out. And it was probably the scariest / creepiest thing I'd ever seen for a PG-13 movie. Like, I was freaked out.
Really?
Especially from, like, the devil character. Like, he always scared me.
He looks creepy.
Yeah, and I still actually think he, the graphics on him still look really good. However, that's about it. that I like on this film.
Wow. So you really didn't like it?
Yeah, no. On a rewatch, I think Rose Byrne is probably one of the most annoying actors, actresses that are like in the present day acting. She just has this, like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Knowing or The Unknowing with Nicolas Cage and Rose Byrne. It's about the end of the world.
I love that movie. That movie's awesome.
Right. I love that movie, but I hate
technically
her
a bad
in
movie,
it.
But I like that.
Yeah,
movie.
No.
Really, I don't mind her. It's just she's too recognizable for me, is my issue with her.
Yeah.
Not I don't know, that's not like a valid criticism, but she's just too recognizable. Actually, Patrick Wilson annoyed me in this movie. And I like him. So I was so confused. Patrick Wilson.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
like I really like him for some reason, but his character is just so stupid. Like I was like, why are you so stupid?
Right, exactly. I think the pacing of this movie was super whack too. Like they go from the haunts first, right? And then they go to like figuring out what it is to the dad just like not believing at all. And then immediately like the dad, no, you believe and here's why, because mom. And now you're going to go jump into the further to go find. And it just like goes really random places.
Well, the further thing is weird to me too. Is like, why not just call it hell?
Yeah.
Like it's literally just hell. Like, I don't know. I don't get that. But
yeah, I don't know what Hollywood's attempt there was. But I think overall the beginning was pretty good. I wasn't upset about the beginning. It was a little bit weird. But then as we go further in, like the graphics were not amazing. It's definitely a dated movie. The graphics weren't amazing.
It's dated. There's something. Okay, I will be honest. My nostalgia kicked in about halfway through when the paranormal investigators show up. And I'm like, oh, I know these guys. And I was like, and I kind of still like them. And I'm like, I kind of want to be them. It seems fun.
Yeah.
And then also I mean, the beginning of the movie, though, I actually like the beginning more than the later half. Because it starts very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels more realistic when they think like, oh, we had someone break into our house, not someone's possessed. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's an interesting angle that gets dropped really fast. But I really enjoy that like first half a lot. Like the buildup, I think, works. Or even like the fact that Patrick Wilson's character staying late at work instead of going home to his family after a break-in is crazy. And I feel like that could be an interesting story angle. So I feel like it starts a lot more grounded, almost reminded me of Paranormal Activity at the beginning.
Just like
that gets
the
lost.
Unfound footage side of it.
Yeah, so that gets lost. And I would say the later half feels a little bit more classic horror film vibes. It's still enjoyable. I think overall, like it's definitely flawed, but like, I do feel like James Wan can pull off a really good, like jump scare. Like the jump scares are good. Like,
yeah, they are.
They're not as bad as the sequels. I feel like the sequels, it's all the time, but the jump scares in this are like just like a zoom in into nothing and you're like, oh, I'm scared. You know, like it works really well.
I think this is the best out of all the Insidious movies of the franchise.
I agree.
The score in this movie was really good. I love the score. And it made me like really scared of that one song, that tiptoe through the window.
I mean, what's cool about this movie too is like it looks expensive, but this was only $1 million budget and it made $100 million. Like that's
It's crazy.
That's impressive that they were even able to pull off some of the stuff that they did do. I don't know. I think James Wan is a very talented individual, so I think he did a good job, but yeah, it definitely hasn't aged as well.
Yeah.
And I don't remember ever liking the Insidious movies, though,
that much.
I remember watching these in theaters, like, when they came out. Oh, I haven't seen the newest one. Let us know if that's worth watching. I'm assuming it's not. But, it's a fun Halloween watch, especially if you're nostalgic for this sort of thing. They don't make movies like this anymore.
Yeah, that's true. All right, cool. Any final thoughts?
No, but if you want a movie where you can turn off your brain a little bit, get a little spookied out, I think Insidious is a good watch.
Sweet. All right, guys. Well, that will do it for this episode of the Clean Slate Podcast Halloween Marathon. Guys, we're just going to keep chugging along. So the next thing we have tomorrow is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Is it the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, the OG. So... this is the very first one of a very long franchise, and
your tetanus shots.
Yeah, and we will get into that tomorrow. So we'll see you guys then.
That's a clean slate.